Hello again. It's Ken Morgan here with another classic movie presentation from Sapp Plainfield Library. Today we have a classic western for you. It's Red River, the first collaboration between star John Wayne and director Howard Hawks. We showed another of their westerns, Rio Bravo, a while back, if you remember. This movie is widely recognized as the first one where the Duke moved away from his usual cowboy image and played a more complex, darker character. He was so successful that director John Ford, upon seeing the finished product, commented, "I didn't know the big lug could act." Well, that's one version of his quote. Wayne's co-star here is Montgomery Clift, a very different type of actor. By accounts, they didn't get along personally, but they did have a measure of respect for each other's skills. This was the first movie Clift made, but not the first one released. Red River's long post-production phase led to Clift's second movie, The Search, to make it to theaters faster. One other delay was a last-minute lawsuit by tycoon-slash-producer Howard Hughes. He alleged that the ending of Red River ripped off the ending of his own competing western, The Outlaw, best known today for co-star Jane Russell's appearance. A slight bit of editing managed to avert trouble, but it was a close call. Red River was a big success both critically and financially upon release, and it later got two Oscar nominations for Best Film Editing and Best Screen Story. It lost the first award to Naked City, which is the movie we showed last week, and I didn't know this when I scheduled these movies. It was added to the National Film Registry in 1990, and is considered one of the best westerns ever made. However, some critics and fans have problems with the aforementioned ending. Even Montgomery Clift, who wasn't big on the final product in general, was particularly unfavorable towards that sequence. But watch it and judge it for yourself. One more note, there are two accepted versions of the movie in circulation. One has narration by co-star Walter Brennan, and the other one, which is what we're showing today, has on-screen printed exposition as if from a book. Now, there has been a lot of discussion among film buffs as to which one is the official version. Again, you can judge for yourself. Don't forget about our in-house showings of new DVDs. We run them on Monday and Wednesday afternoons, most of the time. They're presented free, but space is limited, so you must pre-register. And if you've missed any of our previous classic movie presentations, you'll find the links to each movie on our website at www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. And please send along your comments and suggestions, particularly about which movies have been your favorites. You can email them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us. You can post them on our Facebook page, or you can call us at 908-754-7885. Well, thanks again for watching, and we hope you enjoyed today's movie. And now, from United Artists in 1948, here's Red River.